Last evening, the Santa Catawba Bay local schools held their monthly Board of Education meeting that was held in the High School Media Center that began at 5 p.m. Adam Putoff, superintendent, provided an update on summer projects. He communicated the new sound system at the football field and the middle school gym are complete, along with the painting and flooring installation in our middle school. This week, they will be working on our south parking lot in front of the high school and repairing a spot in our north parking lot and our west parking lot, so it could create some disruptions this week. He also praised the efforts of our summer cleaning crew, how nice a job they have done thus far, and we're very, very excited and proud of their work. Bus routes are currently being finalized and will be emailed out to parents here in early August to communicate routes and times of pickup and drop-off. He also mentioned the fact that we are currently looking for a morning bus aide and middle school instructional aide, along with a part-time assistant cook in our middle school and high school cafeteria. Treasurer and CFO Jen Bruns communicated fiscal year-end 2025 recap of the general fund, cafeteria fund, utility reports, along with fiscal year 26 property and liability insurance policy, and lastly, an update on our federal grants. The board approved lunch prices for the 25-26 school year as follows. K through 8 lunch prices are $2.20, high school $2.30, and these are unchanged from previous year. So again, they maintain their same price. The board also approved budget and purchase statements for the 25-26 school year for high school and middle school student council, along with the 8th grade DC trip. The board approved workbook and technology fees for the 25-26 school year, and they stay unchanged. Grades K through 4 are $50. Our middle school 5 through 8 are $45. And high school is dependent upon the courses in which your child takes. And there is a technology fee of $60 for students in grades 9 through 12. The board approved return advances of $26,000 from the Employee Insurance Fund to the General Fund. The board also approved the athletic ticket prices for the 25-26 school year as presented, and there is no change in those ticket prices moving into this upcoming school year. The board approved athletic officials' pay rates for the 25-26 school year, which follow league rates, athletic event worker pay rates for the 25-26 school year, and the athletic site manager coverage stipends, which are all unchanged from previous years. The board also approved Brock Weiss' resignation as instructional aide and volunteer girls basketball coach. The board approved a quote of the comprehensive liability and property insurance and cyber insurance policy coverage effective July 1st, 2025, with the Ohio school plan through Stolle Insurance in the amount of $62,426. The board also approved a contract with the Mercer County ESC for treasurer slash CFO services effective August 1st, 2025 through June 30th, 2026, and approved the resolution to appoint Jim Bruns, treasurer slash CFO of records for the San Henry Consolidated Local School Districts through the Mercer County ESC. The board also approved the Master Intergovernmental Cooperative Purchasing Agreement with Equalis Group, a cooperative purchasing organization for public agencies, effective July 14, 2025. Following the agenda items, the Board of Education, Superintendent, Treasurer, CFO, and Maintenance Supervisor Matt Watercutter walked the facilities in our elementary, middle, and high school to provide an overview to the board of the updates and future plans. Shout out to the San Henry Acme baseball team for their state Acme championship that they won last evening. The community is extremely proud. Great job. A reminder that all board agendas and attachments to board agenda items can be found on our school's website by clicking on the BOE meetings located in the top right-hand corner of the school's homepage. The next board meeting is scheduled for Monday, August 18th at 5 p.m. in the High School Media Center. Go Skins!